The 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy in Dallas is this week. He was shot in the back of the head as his motorcade passed through the town on November the 22nd. Conspiracy theories continue to abound as to who the killer or killers were. Tony Gosling is a journalist who's been researching the subject. Tony, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Roberto.
It's always been a most amazing story, this. I mean, what's your view of what happened to JFK?
Well, I think it's fascinating to hear your introduction where you say he was shot in the back of the head. If you look at the evidence of all those that were with Kennedy's body and Jackie Kennedy, once he got to the hospital after he had been assassinated, there was a large part of the back of his head that was actually missing, which all the ballistics experts say was commensurate with a shot from the front of the head, in fact. And basically what happened is that they put virtually a bit of his skull, which had been shot out, back onto the head, and then took photographs of that. So there was immediately an attempt, I think, to massage the facts right from the word go.
Why?
Well, because I think there was it's quite clear there was some kind of conspiracy to fit up the patsy Lee Harvey Oswald, this guy who was working for the Marines, to be the lone gunman, a lone nutter, where actually the conspiracy went much, much higher.
Do you believe in this conspiracy, Tony?
Well, yes, I mean, conspiracies happen all the time. You know, rarely do big business people get together in secret without some sort of conspiracy against the public being put together. But in this particular case, the thing to do is look at the really serious investigations that took place into the Kennedy assassination. Probably the most important of those was done in New Orleans by the former U.S. Navy officer major in the U.S. Navy during World War II and the district attorney of New Orleans, Jim Garrison. Although the trial of Clay Shaw that he put together didn't actually get a conviction, a fantastic amount of really important evidence came out. And it looked as if, it certainly now, looking back on it, looks as if he had a very important piece of the jigsaw there. Clay Shaw, Guy Bannister and David Ferry were all people down in New Orleans who were somehow involved, it seems, in the assassination. Certainly Ferry, the day of the assassination, inexplicably drove up to Dallas and back again to New Orleans. And there's a tremendous amount of evidence that these guys were really were saying that they wanted to kill the president. I mean,
Tony,
the president had stopped them from doing something called the Bay of Pigs invasion, and they were involved in that in 1951 and left with eggs on their faces. But, I mean, if you want to look at how...
Tony, most people... The government line, the official line is, he was shot by a lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald, and we know what happened to him and the whole... And you're saying that's not the case. It wasn't a lone gunman.
No, and I think anybody that actually starts scraping the surface of this will find that the overall... I mean, what was happening in the 1960s United States was the entire post-war policy of the Western world was being changed by John F. Kennedy. First of all, he was rolling back the Vietnam War. He was saying, no, let's pull our troops back from Vietnam. That affected a lot of organized crime in the United States in a big way, because the Vietnam War, many people look at it now as a part of a cover for heroin trafficking from the Far East. So there was a good excuse to have lots of CIA people, intelligence people over there. And they were bringing back, this is well evidenced now, bringing back drugs in body bags back from Vietnam. Also, as I mentioned just briefly before...
But Tony, lots of fascinating stories, lots of conspiracy tales. But in 50 years since the assassination of JFK... If these conspiracy theories are to be believed, if there is any concrete evidence there, why haven't successive American administrations, governments, gone to task with the assassination of one of their own, John F. Kennedy, perhaps the best-loved president? Why haven't they sought to resolve the story?
Well, I think, as ever, if the trail of evidence leads to your doorstep, you're not going to be too keen on looking into it. I was saying there, the Bay of Pigs, really important thing that Kennedy upset the military-industrial complex at the time. In 1961, there was an invasion of Cuba, which had been set up by the CIA, the idea being to overthrow Castro. A lot of these people I mentioned before, Clay Shaw, Guy Bannister, David Ferry, they were involved from New Orleans in this Bay of Pigs attack. The other thing was the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, I was only, half a year old at the time of that. And Kennedy had basically stopped a world war that actually there were people in the Strategic Air Command, such as Curtis Lee May, a general, who actually wanted to get that war started because he believed he could win it with no more than expectable losses on the Russian side. And these people were annoyed with Kennedy because he was reining back.
So that they killed a president to protect their own interests. When do you, if that's true, of course, when do you think we'll get the full truth? If indeed we ever will get the full truth.
Well, I would suggest you read some of the best of the latest books on the subject. Jerome Corsi, who's a writer for the World Net Daily, he's released a book just for the 50th anniversary called Who Really Killed JFK? And he pins the blame firmly on the door of the military and financial elites. As done, interestingly, I mean, who took over from Kennedy? It was his vice president, Lyndon Johnson. His girlfriend, Madeleine Brown, has made it absolutely clear on the record. She wants the world to know that she believes that Lyndon Johnson was involved. Apparently, when she asked him, were you involved, he hit the wall. And he said it was the fat cats, the oil people and the intelligence services.
Apart from big business in America, wouldn't the American people demand the truth?
But
conspiracy theories are great because we can say the guy's been dead 50 years. We can say literally what we want about JF Kennedy.
Well, look, let's pin some facts down. I've just given you testimony by Lyndon Johnson's mistress. She, before she died, made it absolutely clear that she believed that Lyndon Johnson was involved in the assassination. This whole business of it being the Cubans the main problem, of course, is many people are steered towards Lee Harvey Oswald. Jim Garrison made it absolutely clear, as a former US Navy person himself, Oswald was in the Marines, and he was, for example, he was schooled in Russian. He makes it absolutely clear, looking at Oswald's file, is that he was being basically an agent provocateur. He was being sort of created as somebody who was an anti-Cuban person that the Marines could control. Sorry, a pro-Cuban person that the Marines could control. He was an agent. And, of course, anyone that looks funnily enough, the BBC's very own John Peel was actually in Dallas at the time, and he says he didn't believe that Oswald did it. This guy looked as if he was just saying, basically, no, I'm not. And, in fact, he said, didn't he, I'm a patsy. So the entire military-industrial complex, including the FBI and the CIA, I think were involved. And Madeleine Brown is a key person, if you want to understand this, because she was at the party the night before with the head of the CIA, John McCone, and also the head of the FBI, okay, J. Edgar Hoover, at the party the night before, where they went into a meeting with Johnson. And, I mean, her testimony, I think, is the one thing that we need to hear, because many of the documentaries that are coming out at the moment are not paying any attention to what she's saying at all.
Tony,
she was there when the conspiracy was being put together.
Pleasure talking to you. Appreciate your passion. Tony Gosling, journalist who's been researching the subject of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Conspiracy theories, even half a century on, still abound. Who do you think killed JFK?
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.